This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with the US Vice President J.D. Vance in New Delhi, where both the leaders reviewed the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation. They welcomed the significant progress in the negotiations for a mutually beneficial India-US bilateral trade agreement focused on the welfare of the people of the two countries. They also noted continued efforts towards enhancing cooperation in energy, defense, strategic technologies, and other areas. The two leaders also exchanged views on various regional and global issues of mutual interest and called for dialogue and diplomacy as the way forward. U.S. Vice President Reid Jaipur last night. More from our correspondent.
Mr. Vance will visit the historic Amer Fort with his family this morning, where he will be welcomed in traditional culture. Mr. Vance will address the business summit on future of India-US trade relations in Jaipur this afternoon. He will also meet the Governor Haribhau Bagre and Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma. Extensive preparations have been made to make the visit of the U.S. Vice President historic and memorable. Special security and traffic arrangements have been made in the city in view of this tour. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a two-day official visit to Saudi Arabia from today at the invitation of Crown Prince and Prime Minister Mohammed bin Salman. This marks his third visit to the country. This visit underscores the deepening strategic partnership between India and Saudi Arabia, marked by robust cooperation in trade, energy, defense, and people-to-people ties. The visit is expected to further strengthen bilateral relations and facilitate new avenues of collaboration. The Government of India has declared a three-day state mourning as a mark of respect to the Supreme Pontiff of the Holy See, Pope Francis, who passed away yesterday. 2 days of state mourning will be observed today and tomorrow, and 1 day state mourning will be observed on the day of the funeral. During the period of the state mourning, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India on all buildings where the national flag is flown regularly, and there will be no official entertainment. U.S. stocks and the dollar plunged again as President Donald Trump intensified his attacks on the head of the U.S. Central Bank, calling him a major loser for not lowering interest rates. Trump urged Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell to cut interest rates to help boost the economy, claiming that Powell had consistently been too slow to respond to economic changes.
Prices are coming down, not going up. Only the fake news says they're going up. The only thing that's even are interest rates. And if we had a Fed chairman that understood what he was doing, interest rates would be coming down too. He should bring them down.
The S&P 500, which tracks 500 of the biggest U.S. companies, fell roughly 2.4% last night. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 2.5%, while the Nasdaq fell more than 2.5%. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that the unilateral 30-hour Easter truce has ended and the special military operations in Ukraine have resumed with full force. The ceasefire, which lasted until midnight on Sunday local time, was marred by accusations from both sides, each claiming the other had violated the agreement. Speaking to reporters at an event in Moscow, President Putin acknowledged a noticeable drop in military activity by the Ukrainian armed forces during the truce. Putin also said that he is open to bilateral talks with Ukraine regarding a proposal from Kyiv to avoid strikes on civilian targets. The IMD has forecast heat wave conditions over Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Vidarbha, Odisha and Chhattisgarh during the next 2 days. According to the Met Department, Bihar, Jharkhand, Konkan, Goa, Marathwada, Gujarat, Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Rayalaseema are very likely to witness hot and humid weather conditions today. IMD also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya today. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 39 runs at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing a target of 199, KKR managed to score only 159 for 8 in 20 overs. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in Lucknow at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.